You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That his dear grandchildren was brought to him, he used a very special patent. The way he blessed them, how did he bless them? He switched his hand. But why did he switch his hand?
He didn't want to embarrass them.
Beautiful, very nice. He didn't want to embarrass them. He had a Ruach HaKodesh. So he put his right hand on the head of Ephraim, and his left hand, and the head of Menashe that was the firstborn. So now here, onglos, the term that is used, v'sikel et yadav. Sikel, onglos, translates this term, achkeminon lidohi. Achkimihon, what do you understand from it? Achkim, chacham, chacham. Or sikel, sechel, right? So now here, onglos is a very interesting message. And that is, actually switching his hand was through the wisdom of Yaakov and Alav Shalom. So now, what has anything to do to switch his hand that he was wise? What's the connection?
What was it?
The term switching, onglos, translates as a wisdom.
He had a choice.
So that means, did he use his freedom of choice or no? But here, Onglos teaches us, it seems like he didn't use his freedom of choice.
So that means he was commanded from Allah to do it.
No, we cannot say that. No, we cannot say that.
If he doesn't use his choice, then how is he useful?
When he says Sikeh, that means he is his own Chokhmah. Or maybe the Chokhmah was his in hand. We'll see. Maybe point out the part that we go through every morning. Aradat Yitzhak. You say that part in the morning? Aradat Yitzhak. Yeah, it's good to say. We see.
What was in his head, because when
Yosef
told him, when he changed
the
hand, said, no, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I am seeing what I'm doing.
Exactly. Yes. So, well, we'll see, find out.
But also, historically, the firstborn in spirit, not the firstborn by Lashki. All the firstborn always get switched. When gets that's away, you know, the firstborn was Nathan, the firstborn, somehow always gets switched.
Right, but the point of matter here is, first of all, we are told that he was not able really to see. You remember the Pasuk?
Yes.
He was not able to see. Yes. So did he really realize what he's doing? Or maybe could be his hand automatically went there. Could it be such a thing?
Yeah. Dr. Mehta said all the time, his feet brought him to the bed.
Very nice, yeah. Like Baruch Hashem, you know, see, your knee takes you to Mincha, even though you get any text or any call, you know, it just comes automatically. Baruch Hashem, I'm proud of yourself. So, you know, Yahudah Yitzhar, we say, Veishlach Abraham et Yado. Remember this part? Yes. Yeah, in like previous Pesukim, it says that he took the wood, he built the altar, right? And then when he's just about to bring about the command, he says he has to throw his hand, right? It says, Vayishlach.
Yeah, because Malachim was holding his hand.
They were holding it? They were holding Abraham's hand?
Yeah.
No, they're not permitted to do such a thing. So why is this Vayishlach? So I tell you a very short story that is about Aryeh Levi HaKohen Zatzal. So he was very, very old, to the extent that he even was not able to put on his own socks. So his student, that was his Misharet, was helping him out. So one morning, you know, he was looking for his socks, he couldn't find. So now he finds a pair of socks and put it on his feet. And all of a sudden, he hears that the Rav is screaming, "He's poking me! He's poking me! He's poking me!" I don't know what's going on here. Maybe he put it in wrong socks, or is it too small, or whatever. So he took it out and put it on back again. Again, he says, "He's poking me! He's poking me!" Dokeroti, Dokeroti was shouting. So then he took it out, and then he said, you know what? Maybe it is socks and chatnez, the wool and linen. And then they found out the socks was chatnez. So now that's why he was screaming. You know, he felt the chatnez. You know what I mean? He felt the chatnez in his own system. So now here, he says, Yaakov Avinu Shalom sikel et yadav. He uses wisdom. What does it mean? Yehudi is given a potential that to be able to program his system. What does that mean? You don't need an alarm clock. Chatzot comes, your system gets up and says, Tiron Chatzot. Make sense? Make sense? Right before dawn, you see, you're up. Why? Because you have to go to Hanetzach Hama. You have to go to Tefillah. Time of Talit and Tefillin comes. Then your hand automatically brings the Talit out and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sherit Deshanu, Besotav, Leit Atev, Besisi. So now, back to Avraham Avinu Shalom. He says, Veishlach Et Yado. What happened here? You brought the wood, you made the Mizveach. So now Abraham Avinu says, his hand doesn't go. Why doesn't go? Because it was not programmed to slaughter a human being. So it doesn't go. It was pulling back. So he had to throw it. Because it was not in his system. So now here, back to Yaakov Avinu Shalom, says, Sikel et yada. Sechel. Why? Because the hand automatically, he even didn't use any effort to put his right hand on a frame. Why? Because that's what it's supposed to be done. You don't need any extra effort. And that's what the task of Yehudi is all about. That be able to program all his 248 limbs and Shasa Gidim only for the sake of Hashem. So then you don't need to make any effort. Why? Because they're automatically programmed to do the will of Hashem. And that's why we see that Avot HaKedushim, what a level again, that even the hand to the direction that is not supposed to go, it stops. You have to push it. The mouth, that the word should not come out, it's not going to come out. The ear should not hear, whatever that is not supposed to hear, it doesn't hear. The eye, where you're supposed to look, it looks. When you're supposed it's not to look, it doesn't look. The food, it was a very interesting story. Somebody lately, not too long ago, was invited to a wedding, right? So now, he arrives in the wedding, and he feels such a pain in his stomach pain he never had in his life. He couldn't stay there, he went home. 2 days later, he found out the catering was problematic, and the food was not permitted to eat. What happened all of a sudden? You have a stomachache? Why? Why? Because stomachs find out you cannot eat here. So you have to go home. And that's what happens when you're all for doing the will of Ribono Shel Olam. So then you have a special radar that you can sense anything around you, either to do or to pull back. Hashem Yizakenu to be radar. Sensor, Bezat Hashem, on all our limbs, Remach Evarim Shasa Gidim, Bezat Hashem, and it's giving you.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.